this episode of American Chopper.
This is the moment.
Hopes are high.
Let it rock. Let's rip.
And spirits soar.
Dun, dun, dun.
As OCC's battle to build the POW MIA bike rages on.
Everything is taking twice as long as it should.
But design changes.
They just got to be about a half inch higher.
You got to be kidding.
And last-minute setbacks.
Yeah, we'll just change everything.
Bring Paul Sr.'s patriotic tribute.
Somebody's going to be getting their ass whipped for this.
Crashing to an end.
What the hell, Mikey? Jeez.
The strife.
Smash his head into the fender.
The struggle.
Jackass.
The skill. On this episode of American Chopper.
Don't bother us downstairs. How's it coming out? Good?
Yeah. Side done.
You know, we've been working on this POW MIA bike for about a week now. And I couldn't be more pleased about the work that Rick and Campo are doing on it.
That looks good, huh?
That should work.
Fits nice.
You know, you never really know how your ideas are going to look until you actually start to see them take shape. And I got to tell you, I like what I'm seeing, and that's for sure.
How's Tauntaun doing over here?
Now that I got the letters and the silhouette roughed out, I'm going to start doing the detail work and smooth everything out. For this kind of work, there's no machine that really comes close to someone with good eyes and a steady hand. And really, it's the details that make or break a project like this.
You need a file?
I might need files later to just kind of round these.
You know, those guys got boxes of crap upstairs there with every freaking little tool.
Okay. I'll talk to Vin right now.
Don't talk to him. Just go upstairs and get it.
In order to add height to the tank, I needed to fill in the gaps we created with side panels. But getting them to fit perfectly turned out to be a bigger project than I anticipated. As I welded the pieces into place, I pulled the two sides of the tank together.
Damn it. Did it again.
By the time I got to the end, the filler panel was too wide. So I had to keep on making minor adjustments and grind it down until it fit perfectly.
Keep going. That's cool.
Me and Vin have pretty much gotten caught up with all the customer bikes that we needed to do. My father and everybody else are pretty busy working on the POW MIA bike. So today, me and Vin are going to start in on a little pet project of mine. We're going to install a nitrous oxide system into my new Prowler because I want to give it a little extra punch, you know, so I can really get it going down the road.
As much as I like building motorcycles, my first love will always be cars. I mean, ever since I was a little kid, I've been taking motors apart and putting them back together and working under the hood of some clunker, you know, just fixing it up.
If you want, it depends how much you want to hide it.
Let me just get a look on the side, make sure that's not going up.
That's perfect. You're this far below even the seal.
How far?
You're this far below the seal.
Can you give me a measurement of this line?
You know, it seems lately like we've been building one bike after another, almost with no break in between. So it's really kind of nice today to do something totally different and get a break. And you know, in a way, I think Vinny really needed it more than I did.
Yeah, so it'll be one bracket for both bottles.
Exactly. Let's do some fab. You know, when it comes to cars, Vinny's really the man. So for this project, he's the one who's calling the shots.
Baby.
I mean, there aren't really a lot of people that I could trust to work on my new car. Especially one that costs this much. But you know, when it comes to cars, Vinny's probably seen it all and done it all.
Yahtzee!
The whole idea of hooking up a nitrous system is to inject nitrous oxide into the intake manifold, which gives you the capability of burning more fuel. This gives the car a tremendous surge of power. It only lasts as long as you hold the button down, but man, it's a kick when it happens.
How's it going over here?
Nah, she's going pretty good. I mean, that's done. That's buttoned up under the hood. I just got to run the electrical now, and then we'll run that line. If you can keep going on that, won't be too much longer.
I don't know what's going on, but it feels like today everything is taking twice as long as it should. My plan was to get the handlebars fabricated and mounted. But in order to do that, Rick's got to finish up with the tank. Because we have to have it mocked on the frame to set the rise and the pitch of the bars. So I really have no choice but to wait for him to get finished.
How long are you going to be about? Half an hour or so?
Nope, just a couple more minutes.
You know, when I'm working with Paulie and we get behind schedule like this, I get pretty aggravated. But that's because he's usually dragging his feet and whatnot. But with Rick, I know that he's just taking his time to make sure that everything's perfect on his tank. So I'm not going to get on him too much about it.
Cool beans.
There it is.
Vin, you taking my side panel off?
Yeah, I'm gonna disassemble your whole car.
You might as well paint it now.
Look at it, man. Just boop. Now I can work easy, run all my wiring right there.
You know, when we started working on this nitrous project, I thought we'd be here all day. But Vinny is just amazing when it comes to wiring and figuring out the easiest and best way to install a system. Between him doing that and me focusing on mounting the tanks, we just ripped through the project and we had it on the road in no time.
What do you think, man?
Oh, that looks sweet.
Doesn't it?
It's awesome.
Clean as a whistle, right?
What the hell? What is that?
It was a relief to finally get finished with that tank. I mean, I spent the better part of 3 days fabricating it, which is a little longer than I thought it was going to take.
That's real nice.
Probably going to be up in here somewhere, huh?
Yeah, you want to make it comfortable to ride.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to ride this baby.
But, you know, building bikes is not an exact science. You have to allow for delays and basically just let the process take its course.
What are you going to... You're going to come in here?
No. This is going to go like this. So it follows that.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we're just going to come off of that and arc it this way and then come back down.
I was really kind of curious as to what kind of plan Senior had for the handlebars. Because I know he wants every part on this bike to be distinctive.
Straight, that way, you can bend this all the way down. Consistent loop, together.
Are you going to have this just like it is, but up here?
No, it'll be straight.
You know, I know Senior probably had an idea in his head of what he wanted, but trying to have him explain it was just a little more difficult. So we spent a while just trying to figure out how to make his idea work.
This would be E following this, mm-hmm. And this will be this way, but it'll be cocked. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, for me, it's really important that as much as possible, every piece on this bike be unique and one of a kind. And I'm not really willing to compromise on that.
This would be on a hang.
Yeah, man, that's it right there, you know? That's where I want to be.
So even though we didn't get any fabrication done on the handlebars, I still think that we made a lot of progress as far as the design goes. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's half the battle.
It's getting tired, you know? Let's get out of here. All right. For the last 30 years, almost every day of my life,
has been spent trying to run a business. And that causes a lot of stress. In my younger day, I dealt with it in ways that weren't really so healthy. But a few years ago, I found a better way to deal with all the pressure. So I make it a point to get to the gym at least a few times a week.
Last set.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ever since I've been working down at OCC, my dad's been on my case, you know, about getting into better shape. You know, I don't particularly like his method of motivation, you know, calling me a fat ass and all. But I guess it's really the thought that counts. So for the last few weeks, I've been working out with him.
Push it. Push it out. Give me one more. Push it out. Come on.
You know, I really got to be honest. I'm pretty impressed with Mikey's commitment as far as, like, working out and all.
Give me it. Oh, come on. You had 7.
Put another 45 on there. Besides that, it's really nice to get away from the shop and really spend some one-on-one time with him. Because, you know, when we're working, I have to be the boss whether I like it or not. And when we're out like this, I could just be his dad.
One,
I just kind of wish that we really got 2, these chances more often.
3. Push it out. Push, push, push. You got it easy.
For an old guy, it's good.
Morning. We really need to get cracking on the fabrication. I mean, between Campo taking his sweet-ass time on the rear fender,
let him build it right off,
and me and Rick basically having to take care of everything else, I calculate that we're probably at least 2 days behind schedule. All right, let's do the seat pan. And as far as I'm concerned, that's just not going to cut it. You know what I mean?
Today I want to get the seat pan finished and put on the bike and maybe start on the handlebars. It'd be great if Campo could jump in and help me out a little. But you know, I think he got his hands full with the rear fender. So I'm just going to have to get as much done as I can by myself.
We got this running in a straight line, but these holes are running kind of vertical. Does that bother you?
Listen, all you see is holes. If somebody tells you that they're running off, just tell them to look a little closer and just smash his head into the fender.
All right.
I'll be back in a little while. I'm going to go to Craig's, all right? Mike, you back that up a little bit more. All right, hold that. Is that where you want them?
No.
All right, a little bit more. Back it up a little bit more. What the hell, Mikey? Jeez. Go upstairs and answer the phones. Do something useful. I really wanted to do something different for the belt guard on this bike, so I decided to work with a local blacksmith that I know, Greg Phillips. How's that belt drive coming?
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
He's going to hand forge the guard that I designed out of iron rods.
I've known Paul Sr. for about 5 years, and when he asked me to work on this project, I was really honored. Because I know it means a lot to him, but it's going to have a powerful effect on a lot of people. I think this is going to be a special bike for a lot of reasons. I've been doing blacksmith work for about 10 years. I think it's really great that Paul wants to incorporate pieces that have been hand-forged in a traditional way onto a modern machine. I think that's just an awesome combination. I think it's going to give this bike a really unique look. This probably isn't fast enough for you guys, right?
Nothing's fast enough for me.
Okay.
All right, come on. I got people to see, places to go, things to do.
Got to make this right, Paul.
I got to tell you, it was just incredible to sit there and watch Greg at work.
So it'll be twisted both ways and going over a taper.
That's awesome. You know, I've been working with metal practically my whole life. And let me tell you, I could spot talent when I see it. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. All right? And Greg, he's got the stuff. No doubt about it.
I know this fender's taking a little bit longer than Senior would like it to. But there's a lot more involved to getting it the way he wants it than he realizes. But the bottom line is, when it's done and he sees it, he's gonna love it.
I made pretty good progress with the C-Pan this morning. And Mike finished up with the rear fender. So everything was going great, until we ran into a little problem. The oil tank fit so tightly underneath the C-Pan that you could barely unscrew the cap.
I brought them out right before they tighten up anyway.
Hey. Hey, this oil tank's sitting way too high.
Oh, let me see. One second.
Your big-ass fingers aren't helping you any.
You know, the oil tank on this bike was a little bit tight. But, you know, we don't really have the time to figure it out and reposition it and whatnot. So as far as I'm concerned, it's as good as it's going to get.
It doesn't matter. Let it rock. Let's rip.
Now that I've finished up with the fender, I can start helping Rick. You know, fabricate all the little parts that need to be fabricated so that we can get this bike done. You know, between the two of us, we're going to try to make up for lost time. And I'm pretty sure that'll make Senior happy.
Well, we dropped down to shop, you know, to just kind of check up on what we've been up to in the last few days. You know, I might be wrong, but I think his face changed about 3 shades of green, you know what I mean, with envy. See that oil tank? Look at that oil tank.
Yeah, I guess that looks pretty good.
Check out this rear fender.
It's a little caved in here, ain't it?
You think?
I guess it doesn't matter. It looks okay, I guess.
But I can tell you one thing. He knows for sure that there's no doubt that the old man still got it. That's for sure.
Grandma, open the door for him. I can't.
What do we got here?
Pumpkins.
All right. We got to cut open the pumpkins first.
All right.
I haven't done this in a long time. Grab my hand. You know, Halloween's coming up tomorrow, and when I was a kid, it was probably my favorite holiday of the year. Now we're gonna do Daddy's face.
Yeah.
It'll be this pumpkin.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready? And you know, I'm something of a pumpkin carving master. And when you have a talent like mine, it's important to pass it on to the next generation.
So I decided to show my niece, Gabriella, the Tuttle technique.
What do you think, Gab? Think that looks like Daddy?
Now, you want to paint?
Yep.
Smear it around. There you go. Give some texture. Give it some life.
That's great.
Looks a lot like a sad clown. Come here, let's make a mess.
Hey, Gab, can you say thank you for the pumpkins again?
Thank you, pumpkin.
I got one.
Today I decided to let Mikey come back down and work with us again.
Mike, you want to do something?
Sure.
You got a marker?
No. But only on a condition that he behaves himself and doesn't get me aggravated and whatnot.
He's got to be cut off.
All right. Basically, he's going to be on probation for a little while.
Don't butcher it, all right?
No. Cut it nice, not like the last time.
Did you see the tank I cut?
No. No, I was proud of that.
Yeah, that was a good cut.
All right?
Yeah. All right. Come here.
Put your face shield on.
Yep.
Have a nice day.
You know, for the last couple days, I've pretty much been banished from the lower shop. And to be honest, it really kind of hurt my feelings. Because I'm really getting into this project, you know? And I really want to help out, you know, and just be a part of it.
The first thing I have to do today is mount the spring post to the seat pan. It's really important that we have the seat mounted the way we want it before we try to do anything with the handlebars, because we want to make sure we get the rise and the pitch of the bars just right.
I think you should go bigger with the seat.
What do you mean bigger what?
Get a bigger seat.
I don't know. I like it.
It's nice.
It'll be nice. Nice size. I mean, you know.
Huh? It's nice.
You'd crush that thing, wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's why I want a bigger seat, so I can ride it.
All right, I'm going to go see if that pipe bender came. Hey, we need anything else from upstairs?
Yeah, get me some vice grips and a taco.
Don't push it, Mikey. You're on thin ice already.
How about a burrito? I'm hungry.
We'll try 161.
The new pipe bender die that we've been waiting for the last couple days finally came in. So I went up to the steel shop to see if I can get the handlebars bent the way that I want them. The whole idea is for the bars to have a tight curl, so they'll lay down and match the contours of the tank.
You're just about there.
165?
Somewhere around there.
All right, let me go downstairs and check before I bend the other end.
You know, working on this bike really beats the hell out of answering phones and taking out the trash. And I know I may not be doing any of the serious fabrication on this bike, you know, welding and such. But if you ask me, today my efforts have been invaluable. I mean, I single-handedly installed the kickstand. And let me ask you, what's a bike without a kickstand? It's a bike laying on its side, that's what it is.
The idea that Senior had for the handlebar was to make them each out of one steel tube to make them curve off the trees. And then try to run down alongside of the tank at the same angle.
Once we lined everything up, it was pretty obvious that my idea was not going to work. I mean, the bends would have had to have been so severe that the metal would just flatten out or pinch.
Looks out of place.
Huh?
Looks out of place.
So at that point, I just modified the design.
You're gonna have to cut an elbow coming like this here. I decided to use two pieces to achieve that same look.
Well, we can make that work.
All right, then that's what we'll do. While I attended to the handlebars, Rick started fabricating an accent piece that I wanted on a tank. The idea for it was to complement the sissy bar and give the tank a longer line.
You know, it may look like we're getting close to finishing up this bike, but there's still a lot of detail pieces that need to be fabricated. And all of them take time. I know Paul Sr. wants to get this bike done tomorrow, but I really don't see that happening. But not because of lack of effort, that's for sure.
Guys that have cleaned his up in here, I'll tell you that.
Yeah?
You know, getting those damn handlebars right ate up half the day, and they're still not done yet. I swear, if we were moving any slower on this project, we'd be going backwards.
You ready to go trick-or-treating?
You go pop.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Trick-or-treat.
This one.
Oh, boy. That's a big one. You know, my granddaughter, Gabriella, she's about 3 years old now. Bates Motel. That's scary. And for the last couple weeks, she's been pretty damn excited because I've been telling her right along that, you know, I'd be going trick-or-treating with her. Tell her trick or treat.
Say trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Oh, that's so sweet. Want to give one for some for Daddy?
That's Grandpa.
Oh,
that's Grandpa.
I'm sorry, Grandpa.
That's okay. Thanks for the compliment.
You know, when my kids were growing up, I didn't really get the chance to do that too often because I was pretty much working all the time.
Looking good there. Tough guy.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I guess you can say going out with Gabriella is a real treat. You know what I mean?
Where's Dan? Hold on a second.
Wait for me, guys.
Hey, Pop, your wheels are here.
Yeah, baby.
This is the moment. You know, this morning the wheels came in. I got to tell you, I was pretty excited just to see how they turned out.
About 10 minutes ago.
Because, you know, I had no idea what they were going to look like, not even a clue. A little drum roll.
Leo, come on.
Never mind. Ready?
Wow. Oh.
Stand it up. Wow, look at that rotor. Basically, I told the vendor that I just wanted to work the barbed wire theme into the wheel, and they just ran with it.
Damn, those are some big-ass spokes.
I think they, you know what, to get them that barbed wire around there, to get that effect, he had to go with a heavy spoke.
Yeah, wow.
It looks pretty cool, though, doesn't
it?
Oh,
yeah, that's wild. That's nice.
Yeah, that's going to look like a freak show. Look at that. What do you think?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Like coffee cinnamon sticks.
Coffee soon.
I think it's in the coffee.
Shut up.
No, I think it looks great, man. It's that rusted look, yeah.
Yeah, that's wild. Damn,
it's nice. All right, Mike, you know what? Let's me and you put the front tire on. Let's do something, all right? You ready?
Yep.
You ready, Mike?
Yep.
You know, it's kind of funny. Everybody thinks of Paulie as the designer at OC.
Don't want to do that.
I mean, he's the one with the reputation as the idea man. But you know, the ideas my old man came up with for this bike are really pretty innovative. I bet there's not one other bike in the world that has barbed wire spokes.
Get a tape measure. Let's get this wheel centered.
I think it's pretty clear to me now where Paulie got his talent from.
That's pretty damn close. There's the man. What do you got there? This afternoon, Greg showed up with the finished belt guard. Ooh, look at this. Look at this. And let me tell you, it turned out awesome. You know, it's got this real rugged, handmade look, and that's just what I was looking for. And this year, you know why he did this? Had him do this here, spade thing here? This year, the soldiers, like in Nam and stuff, they used to wear the ace of spade on the back of their helmet, because like it was like almost like a good luck thing, the ace of spade.
Oh, that's neat. Who knows? Yeah. Maybe they were
three. Not only that, how nice does that look?
Yeah, that's cool.
Look at that, man. Really nice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Greg. Good job. All right, let's get on those handlebars.
Once we solved the basic design problems with the handlebars, I wanted to mount them to double-check to make sure they cleared the gas tank. Because, you know, if your measurements are off by even a fraction of an inch, it can cause a lot of problems.
Pop? Yes, sir. Coming, Mike. Just admiring that belt guard. Phew.
Are you?
Yeah. Proud of that. Even though I didn't build it. It was my idea, though. It was my idea.
I'll have to grind a little of that off
here. I'm the designer. Your brother's not the only designer. Your dad's a designer, too. Old school. What's the matter?
They hit.
You gotta be kidding me, right? Hold on a second. This one's gotta go out.
What? This gotta go out? Mikey Tuttle, line 5.
Don't bother us downstairs.
Mikey, line 5.
Mike, no more phone calls, all right?
Yeah. Hold up.
Mike Tuttle, you have a call on line 5.
Hey, no more phone calls. That should take care of it, Pop.
I tell you, these things are like perfect.
They just got to be about a half inch higher. What the f***?
You know, I don't know what it is with us with handlebars, but it seems like no matter how many times we measure them, we always cut them too short. So for these, we needed 2 half-inch spacers. But the only thing that we had around the shop was a 1-inch spacer. How can I cut this in half and have it straight?
What, do you got to cut it dead in half?
Tough, right?
Got another one?
No.
No?
Your hair looks great.
I did it this morning. You know, it's kind of funny. For the last couple of weeks or so, me and my dad haven't had much to do with each other. Not that I'm really complaining. I mean, the truth is, if we always worked in separate shops, I think our relationship would be a lot healthier.
What do you think, Al?
Looks pretty straight, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, I'm going back to work. Thanks for bugging me.
Great taking the time to bond with me. Jackass. All right, where are we at? Where are we at over here?
Look at this. I put the torch together.
Oh, we got our torch. Pop. All right, come on. Let's get these bars on. Listen, if we have to stay here late tonight, I want the bars. We got to get these bars 100% done.
Okay.
I thought we'd be a little bit further, and it's really nobody's fault. But let's get the bars done.
Okay. These handlebars have turned out to be a bigger ordeal than any of us ever expected. But I think that's pretty much par for the course as far as fabrication. I mean, something's always going to give you trouble. You just never know what it's going to be. But I can tell you this much, these handlebars are going on a bike today. I don't care how long it takes.
We needed to fabricate something to tie the two handlebars together and lock them in place. But I really wanted this piece to fit in aesthetically as well. So I created this half-inch thick plate that echoes the lines and the contours of the trees.
You know, the more that I work with Mike Campo, the more that I'm impressed with his abilities. I gotta tell you, between him and Rick, I think that this is some of the best fabrication OCC has ever done on a bike. All right, let's get out of here.
Today we came out to Fantasy Flights in Middletown, which is a balloon ride company. And we came out here because it's my birthday and my mother's birthday. This is my first time I've ever been on a balloon ride. I've been in helicopters and jets and all kinds of other fun stuff, but this was a totally different experience, being that there's no motor involved and you move at the speed of the wind.
You know, what surprised me about the balloon ride was how calm, smooth, and peaceful it was. I figured it'd be pretty windy up there, but it wasn't at all. It was really just quiet and relaxing.
Lana, do you hear me?
You know, kind of, sort of, the opposite of what I'm used to over at the shop.
While we were up in the balloon, the pilot actually let me take over the controls. It was pretty cool to be able to actually get the balloon to rise, and we were just skimming across the tops of the trees.
You know, somehow Paulie talked the captain into letting him fly the balloon. And that's basically the only time I was at all nervous on the whole trip, because I pretty much have a strict policy about putting my life in my brother's hands. But we did make it back safely, so I'll give him credit for that. I'm just not sure I'd like to do it again anytime soon.
My favorite part of the experience was being with my family, just to be up in the air and enjoying that beautiful view together. Very special.
You know, Paulie and Michael have been working a lot lately, and I haven't had a chance to see them as much as I would like to. So just being able to get away with them was the best birthday present they could have ever given me.
Onward and upward.
This morning, when certain members of my family were enjoying a hot air balloon ride, I had to deal with evicting an uninvited guest at the shop. Campo, take him out of here.
Yeah, boy, he'll be up on my skull in like 2 seconds.
He's gonna cling to your face. That squirrel's been hanging around the outside of the shop for a while now. I think the reason is because Mikey kind of befriended him and has been feeding him.
Just let me get...
I guess Senior's got that big dog of his and Mikey's got a squirrel. We didn't want to hurt it or anything, but we really couldn't have him running around the shop either.
Hey, Rocky.
Got rabies.
Now that we got these damn handlebars finished, we can start fabricating the final pieces of this bike. I'm having Campbell build a three-dimensional spade symbol to mount on a sissy bar. While he's doing that, Rick's fabricating an ornamental bracket for the front end. It's made out of the same twisted square bar we use for the other accent pieces. And I think as long as these guys don't run into any problems today, we should finally be able to break this bike down the mall.
You know, there's probably easier, maybe even faster ways to sculpt metal than a hammer and a leather pad. But I'm really a big fan of the old school method. It's just really satisfying to work with metal with your hands. You know, I figure people have been doing it this way for hundreds of years, so why stop now?
Are you gonna close this up?
Yep.
All right. You know, everybody here at the shop has different backgrounds and different skills that they all sort of specialize in.
And I'll start shaping it a little bit more.
No, that's cool.
And Campo's really talented when it comes to metal sculpture.
Looks good. It looks good like that.
Which is really great, because it actually gives me an opportunity to learn some stuff as we're working together.
Even though we're not quite finished with this POW MIA bike, I asked Justin to come over to discuss some of my ideas for the paint scheme.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
What are you doing? Sneaking up on me or what?
No, huh? trying to get sneak you from up behind. What's up, Rich?
What do you think?
Because I figure it's going to be a little bit complicated. So I think it's a good idea to get him thinking about exactly what he's going to be doing with this bike. So he's ready to jump right in when we drop it off tomorrow or the day after.
I want to do the top half in black and the bottom half in white. So it's black and white.
All right.
All right.
Paul Sr. definitely has some very specific ideas about how he wants his bike to look. And really, they aren't very simple. I mean, he asked me to paint a pretty complex mural on a gas tank.
These colors would look nice in there, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And he wants to sort of incorporate a panel from the Vietnam War Memorial on the rear fender, which I think is going to look great. But it's definitely going to be a challenging job to do.
It's maybe like on the top here, we're going to do like the names.
Okay.
Of the people.
Like on the wall.
Yeah, and maybe just, what, faded into
right up to the sissy bar.
Right up to where the sissy bar is.
That's pretty much exposed, left open, right?
You know, listen, you do your own thing, you know what I'm saying? But just trying to give you some kind of idea. I'm super, super enthused about the whole thing, you know?
It's crazy looking.
Real happy with the way everything came out, you know what I mean? It's, I think it's
yeah,
just,
it
whenever
awesome.
It's all together, it's going to be pretty cool,
out.
You know? All right?
Cool, sounds good.
That's pretty much it. We should be done with this pretty much today, tomorrow, the latest. You'll have this bike tomorrow.
Cool.
You'll have the tins.
Just give me a shot.
Either you can pick them up or we'll drop them off to you, whatever you want to do.
Sounds good.
All right, bro?
All right, Paul.
Thanks, appreciate it.
See you guys later.
All right, bro.
See you later, Ken.
Making so much freaking noise.
Jeez.
I feel like I'm in a dentist office again.
The whole idea for the look of this spade is to have it match the rough hand forged feel of a bell guard. So I'm not going to smooth it out too much or do a lot of detail work. That'd make it look too perfect. I mean, really, for my taste. The rougher and less refined this particular piece looks, the better.
You know, the spade that Campo's finishing up and Rick's front end bracket are the final two pieces of raw fabrication that need to be done on this here bike. This bike took longer than I thought it would.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe longer than it should have. But the bottom line is we're almost done.
Yeah, very nice.
Cool.
And let me tell you, it's gonna look awesome when it's finished.
Next time on American Chopper. Yee-haw! Tempers flare.
Throw it on the floor, what the hell's the difference?
And feathers fly.
Somebody stop me.
As Paul Sr. rallies the OCC troops.
She's a beaut, Clark.
In his final push to complete his POW MIA chopper.
That is killer.
Tensions run high.
Can you find a clamp in here?
And emotions run deep as Sr.'s motorcycle memorial comes roaring to life. The havoc.
Whoa!
The hardship.
Ow!
The heroes. Next time on American Chopper.